Who in their right mind would ever buy a Snapple anymore?
Got to go back to glass.
I don't understand the appeal. Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN, asking the tough questions.
That's right.
I don't know how we started talking about this over the break as we're listening to Lucas too, but Snapple used to. Do they still make Snapple in a glass bottle? I don't see it anywhere.
You don't. But according to this, as I search Snapple, you can get glass peach tea Snapple on Amazon.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I need to be at a place where, you know, it's cold and I can drink it within not 2 days from now.
Right, right.
And now, who would ever buy a Snapple in a glass bottle? Or a Snapple in a plastic bottle?
It's just not the same.
The whole appeal of Snapple, which is an iced tea, just like one of many other iced teas out there.
Snapple has a lot more than iced tea, but the popular ones, they're iced teas, yeah.
Was that it was in this nice little glass bottle. You felt like you were really getting what you paid for here. Yeah.
You rip the plastic off and you open it. Open the bottle, oh my gosh.
Had the little push thing just to make this has never been opened before.
The fun fact on the cap?
You had a fact on the bottom of the cap. The intricate design all over the bottle.
They've completely ruined it.
It was colder longer because it was in glass.
Yeah.
And now they're all in plastic bottles. And why would you ever buy one?
And I love Snapple peach tea. They don't even have peach tea in the vending machine here. It's like they have the least popular monster flavor.
Do they have Snapple in the vending machine?
Kiwi strawberry.
I would never look at it. It's not in a glass bottle.
And they don't have peach tea. I might consider the peach tea. I do love a good peach tea.
No. Why would I pay over a dollar for an iced tea if it's not the Snapple in the glass bottle?
You got to ask the people.
You had the market cornered.
Yes.
I can't believe they're still in business. Who owns them? Yeah, like Coke, right?
It's no. Snapple is owned by Dr. Pepper, Keurig.
Oh, they're all together.
Yeah, actually, the name now is Keurig Dr. Pepper. They took Snapple out of the name.
Yeah, because they've forgotten about them. They took away their glass bottles, and they're like, it's not moving anymore. We're done.
Do you think the Keurig people, when they moved in, they're like, hey, we got to go away from the glass.
They're Dr. Pepper. They're moving up. Didn't they overtake Pepsi?
Yeah, they're
number two.
Number two.
We're number two. You think they threw a big party? We're number two. We're number two.
That had to be an exciting day. Because who would think that a drink that's not part of one of the two big soda conglomerates would be able to...
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Is Dr. Pepper the number two soda in America or the world? America?
I think just America.
Just America?
I don't think Dr. Pepper's...
I think that's fake news. I don't buy it for a second.
Do you not like Dr. Pepper?
No.
Oh, I love Dr. Pepper.
I know a lot of people do. There's no way more people drink Dr. Pepper than Pepsi.
Oh, I think that's just because Pepsi, I mean, you go anywhere outside of, Buffalo's Pepsi, you know, a lot of Pepsi here.
We're a Pepsi town.
But Coca-Cola.
I tell that to everyone when they move here. Like, listen, there's a few things you have to know. Bundle up in the winter and we're a Pepsi town.
Even though if I overshoot the exit to go to your house, I'm going to see a ton of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. That's how it works.
But Coca-Cola, I mean, is huge in 85% of the country. So that's why it doesn't surprise me. Pepsi doesn't have as big a share. Dr. Pepper's everywhere. Pepsi's everywhere. But you go down south, right? You have to search hard to find Pepsi. You don't have to search hard to find Dr. Pepper. That's why it's not that difficult for me to believe.
You have to search to find Pepsi down south?
It's not the big display that you have here.
I still don't buy it. I'm not buying it.
In almost every fast food place is Coca-Cola, but they also have Dr. Pepper.
This resonated with me for some reason that you brought up Snapple, and I said, why would anybody... I can't believe they're still a drink.
Snapple was big in the Beamer house. Snapple was big in the Beamer house growing up.
It was.
Yeah.
Snapple was big with everybody when they were in glass bottles. Now, I've never seen a Snapple... I can't tell you the last time.
My dad was also involved with the Snapple people, so, you know... It was very, very popular.
My dad was involved with the Snapple people. Sounds like he was cementing people's legs and throwing them off a bridge.
He was involved with the Snapple people back in the day.
But I was thinking about this yesterday. I was doing a little big into drinks yesterday. As, you know, the rain was pouring down. Where was I? I was in the dollar store looking around. Oh. We're getting some snacks. We're going camping. So, you know, that's the place you go. Get road snacks and everything else. Let the kids pick it. And they have a random and pretty good assortment of drinks there.
They do. Can I complain 1 minute about is this the Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Go on with what you're saying, then I'll say what I want.
Okay. Random assortment of drinks that, you know, sometimes like, hey, oh, okay. I tried one of those Prime drinks. You've seen those everywhere?
Yeah.
That's the new big thing, Prime. Yeah. Chuck Schumer wants to take it away.
Right.
I did. It's the non-caffeinated one. So
the Gatorade version of Prime.
Yeah, which is most of what they sell, I think.
Yeah.
The caffeine one is like kind of the rarity.
Right.
Most people are buying like the Gatorade version of Prime.
Plastic bottle Prime, yeah.
Plastic bottle. It's everywhere. You see it all over. I'm like, all right, here, I'm in the dollar store. I'm never going to get it cheaper than this.
Right.
I'll give it a try. What's everybody talking about? I could use a little bit of hydration, I guess, today. Can't do it. It is, I understand why it's so popular, but I can't do it. It tasted like the juice from when you get the slushy type drink at Dairy Queen. I got a lemon lime one. It was just so overpowering with flavor.
Mm.
It was just too much for me.
Yeah, I
need this watered down. Throw 50 ice cubes in this bottle because this, I can't do it. It was too much.
Yeah, that makes sense. I have not had it yet, but I know exactly what you
mean. But now I know why it's so popular. Because it tastes like candy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a liquid candy. It's like the wax bottle juice, but in a full 20-ounce bottle.
Yeah, you're drinking that thing, you're like, this is good for me?
Yeah, no. Wasn't fooled by that. But then, and I saw a Powerade, too. Now, you remember Powerade growing up, Joe? I mean, Powerade was, no one drank it.
No.
Powerade, like, they had you could tell, they were the NHL's drink. They had the Powerade bottles on the bench. That's like, that's how low Powerade was. They're the NHL hydrator. Okay. And it was Gatorade or bust.
Right.
And Gatorade had glass bottles. And, you know, was the thing.
Every high school had the Gatorade tub, the Gatorade water bottles.
And if you saw Powerade, it's like, if I have to. But no thanks. I want the real. You are an imitation of what everybody wants, and that's the Gatorade.
Yes.
But I have to say, recently, they've really upped their game. I don't know if they've changed some form. They taste more like Gatorade now than they ever have before. And that's all I really want is something that tastes the same but costs a little bit less. Since they introduced the zero sugar stuff,
yes,
and I got another one yesterday, there's nothing wrong with that drink.
No, I like the Powerade Zero Fruit Punch. I've had that a few times. But you're right. I mean, I used to never even consider Powerade, but it's funny that you mentioned that. Guess who owns Powerade?
Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
By the way, Dollar Tree, okay?
Mm-hmm.
$1.25 now, right? Everything $1.25.
Yeah.
So can we just keep it with everything dollar? Now they're introducing the freezer has a $5 section.
Oh, really?
The Frito-Lay chips are $2.20. Either let's go just like Five Below. Let's go with the theme,
mm-hmm.
or take the signage off the door. Because when I walk in there, I assume everything I see is going to be $1.25.
Yeah, you don't want to turn into Dollar General where everything's generally a couple dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That-
I agree with you. I want to know the price of everything that I'm throwing in the cart.
Exactly.
Everything from a toothpick to the biggest thing in the store, same price.
Did you grab the discontinued monster flavor that they have at the Dollar Tree now?
Is that the gold one?
No, the pineapple.
Yeah.
No. Pineapple Zero, Ultra Pineapple.
No.
Very good.
If it was still a dollar, I would have. But it's $1.25. That's more than what I pay
for the
regular stuff.
I can't find the knockoff flavor that you have brought in these last
few days. It's more than I pay for the regular drink at the wholesale store.
That's true. But I tried to find the cheap one that you came in here with a few days ago.
Yeah, can't find it.
My store does not have that flavor.
Yeah, it's hit and miss with a lot of that stuff. But, I was on a beverage kick yesterday, I guess. Maybe because it was so rainy.
That's the place to go.
Had me thinking about getting hydrated.
I've never seen it rain that much in that little bit of time. I walk into the gym, the parking lot, it you could tell it had rained, but there's no puddling, all right? Mm-hmm. I worked out for an hour 15. It didn't rain for a majority of the time I was in there because I could tell because the sun was beaming through the windows into my eye while I was working out. I walk out, there's puddles everywhere. The sewer's backed up in the parking lot. I go, all this in an hour 15 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of rain that fell in the little spurts that we had throughout the day, amazing.
Forget about an hour. 1 minute. I was telling this to Aaron in the last hour. What I saw last night, and up in North Tonawanda, and if anybody else experienced this, just let me know it's not just my house up in North Tonawanda last night. I think it was around 9 o'clock, maybe a little before then. And, I take the dogs out, do like the little routine, I got to get some other stuff ready for my wife in the morning before we, I bring them back in and go out to bed. So I put the dogs out, go to grab their food to get it ready for the morning because it's downstairs, got to bring it up. And in that 30 seconds, I let the dogs out. There's no rain. There's nothing. I mean, it literally sounded, it sounded like a big rumble of thunder, but it wasn't. It was the rain opening. It was not rain. It was like it dumped a huge bucket of water. It was like a giant version of the big barrel at Darien Lake dumped a whole thing of water on top of my house because it started and it was over in maybe a minute.
That's amazing.
Maybe it lasted a minute. The most rain I've in my entire life, Joe, I've never seen anything like this. And there's people in Eden right now listening to me being like, oh, well, you got wet.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Exactly.
I saw my neighbor's roof got blown off.
Right.
But you go on. No, I know. But this was like the weather event we had in the North Towns where it was 1 minute around 9 o'clock that was just, oh my goodness. I opened the door to let the dog. I'm like, what's going on? I go in the back. It's just, again, I don't think there's raindrops. I mean, it's just like buckets of rain falling down. I try to let the dogs in. They are soaked in 20 seconds.
It's the worst.
I'm not outside. I got soaked from the water just coming into the door. I've never seen anything like it. And then it was just, before I even got upstairs, it was over.
That's how it was.
It was incredible. It was incredible yesterday. I've never seen anything like it.
And then, as you mentioned, we had the now three confirmed tornadoes from the remnants of a hurricane that was only, this is how I looked at it, Brian. Oh, it was only a Category 1 when it hit. It's going to break up. It won't be that bad, bad of a storm. But this is probably one of the worst when it comes to just the amount of rain and then obviously the tornadoes that spun off of it that's hit Western New York for in a while.
Somebody said it was like that everywhere it passed through last night. Lewiston, Wheatfield, Niagara Falls, and it's even crazy for me to read this comment. Like, it makes total sense that a lot of people would have seen that for a few seconds, but that was something that was passing through. Like, that continued somewhere.
Yeah.
It was like all the humidity in the atmosphere just turned into water in a second. Like, that's what it felt like happened. It just dropped. On it. I just could not believe the amount of water.
And by the way, after those storms, usually when a storm moves through, it takes the humidity with it, but just right back.
We're right back with it. And that's, by the way, that's how I would describe what fell last night. That was not rain. That was water.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a river that just dumped on the area in a minute. I mean, we got a whole day's worth of rain in 1 minute with that downpour. I was just, it was incredible. It was incredible. And the sound that it made when it happened. I had to check my roof this morning just to make sure all the tiles were still on. They didn't get like completely blown away. Just nuts.
It was a loud rain. Usually I can't hear the rain, if I'm on the first floor of my place. And every time that rain came through, you could hear it loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you heard it like in some of the downpours that happened throughout the morning. Like when we were on the air, it was pouring here. You go out the lobby where, some more of the ceilings exposed here. You heard it a lot more. You could hear it on the window. But those were like down. And we had to cut one of those in the afternoon up north Tonawanda. But that was a normal downpour. It started, drop, 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 and then like whoosh, that kind of downpour.
And
we see that all the time in the summer. Later that night was nothing like that.
And the speed of how it moved through, and David was talking about this yesterday, the speed that the storm moved through, it was funny. I'm at the gym. This is before the rain fell there. And Channel 2 was on. And Channel 2 has, a shot from downtown. I'm like, wow, look at it. It was like during the eclipse when they could see it and I couldn't see it in Amherst. Like, wow, look at it downtown. It is pouring. And I'm looking out the window and the sun's shining. 3 minutes later, now the sun's downtown and it's raining.
Yeah.
Just how quickly that storm was moving through and the rate of rain. I've never seen anything like that.
And that's what it makes you feel like. So that's the remnants of the hurricane. Can you imagine living somewhere where they get actual hurricanes?
No. And I've always been the kind of person, if I'm on vacation and a hurricane one comes through, all right, why not? Let's write it out.
No.
Yeah, not anymore. No.
Just, I couldn't imagine doing that. Just crazy.
I've also heard, you know, snakes get displaced during a hurricane. That might have scared me more than the storm that came through.
They're here now.
Well, no, that's, but if
it
you're
brought them here,
if you're in
from
one of
Texas
these,
to Western New York,
if you're in Florida or Texas, and a hurricane's moving through, or the Carolinas, you know, the reptiles get displaced. That's enough for me.
The videos of the tornadoes that were rolling through, especially down in Chautauqua County, crazy.
I feel like we need to do a PSA.
No,
because
we don't. I've turned around on this.
Okay.
Because do you remember we had the video of the lightning strike a few months ago?
Yes.
That was in, was that in West Seneca?
That sounds right.
I think. And there's just, you know, some guy caught the lightning strike. And my big question was, why is this person just filming outside of his porch? Now, and then at the end of the day, it's like, well, I'm glad he was, because I saw this insane boom lightning strike right across the street that he caught on camera. But he's just filming the rain. Like, what are you doing filming the rain? But at the end of the day, I came around and said, like, well, can I complain because I watched the video? That's how I feel about everybody yesterday.
I want people to be safe. Like, I appreciate the video. I appreciate the, you
it's
know.
America. You can choose whether or not you want to be safe.
Yes, you can. And I love that you have that freedom. However, I just want people to know, when a tornado's moving through, the window is the last thing you want to be next to. Like, I do feel that.
Unless you're filming, you don't want to film a wall. Get near that window, buddy.
Or, you know, put a GoPro out the door and let that get the tornado.
You don't have time to set that up. It's here and gone in a flash. Get that phone out and see.
I'm just glad that no one was
hurt. Are we talking about the same video here? I think so. The guy's outside. Here comes the tornado running. You don't really even see the tornado, but you see things being picked up from the wind. I don't think this is the roof one.
Okay, I'm talking about the one where the guy's right next to his door.
Or maybe this was the roof
one. And the roof just comes flying off the house right next to him. It looks like they share a lot, and the roof is being ripped right off.
And that's a man who will stand there and film it.
I'd like to think of myself as a man. I'm not. I want to get the video that everyone's talking about. I don't want to get anywhere near that tornado.
I saw all the comments on the video. They were saying the same thing. What are you doing? You're by the window. You know, still put down the phone. You can't comment, put down the phone. You're watching the video. You're commenting on the video. This is why people film it, so a bunch of people comment on it.
Yeah, but you know what? Get a doorbell with a camera on it. That's always filming. You'll get the tornado.
Nah, if you want to get, you'll still be out there and filming the tornado.
Maybe.
You're not doing that for the footage. You're doing it for the thrill.
Yeah, I guess that's why people ride out hurricanes. I just want to make sure that people know there are better places to be.
That guy made a video in a split second at a cost of $0. Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see what kind of property damage is left there.
That's right. He's got pieces of his neighbor's roof all over his yard.
And it's a better movie than that Twister sequel that's coming out in a few weeks.
I forgot about that.
You got the real life thing right there. I don't need to go to the movie theater anymore.
They're not using the original cast, right, for Twister? I mean, I know they can't use one member of the original cast, but...
No. Okay. Helen Hunt, R.I.P.?
No, not Helen Hunt. The other guy.
Sorry, I didn't...
The guy from Titanic.
Oh, he died in the Titanic?
The guy who was conducting the search of the Titanic in the movie,
Twister, on the submersible?
No, he died, though.
While going to the Titanic?
No, completely unrelated. Jeez, you're going to make me sound like an idiot.
B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer with you here on WBEN, 803-0930. If you want to weigh in with us, weather yesterday and anything else that we're talking about this time, the weather just crazy yesterday. If you had an experience you want to share, you can reach us, 803-0930. I told everyone about the, you know, I was outside of the tornadoes. Which you've seen a lot of the videos of, but the dumping of rain that I saw last night in North Tonawanda that a lot of people in the North Towns got. I've never seen anything like it in my life, at least not that I can remember. I saw that last night, but everyone who is enjoying the tornado videos, I want to lay off the people taking the videos, right? Like, that's if you, here's the thing. It's what I say about anyone, anytime anyone complains about, you know, something or someone on TV or whatever, you know, oh, I don't like this commentator and they're sharing their clips, right, and watching them all the time. It's like, well, if you don't like it, you got a funny way of showing it. Like, if you really don't, you don't watch.
Yes.
If you watch, you can't criticize because, like, that's the whole reason it's being put out there is for people to watch.
Right. You know, you know a lot about this person for not liking them so much. But you have the freedom to do what you want to do. And I'm glad we have that video. And I'm sure the person whose house that is glad they have that video for insurance evidence. Okay. But
do you need insurance evidence, by the way, for that?
I'm sure it helps. I mean, you're
do you need it?
You're the homeowner.
My home. But listen. Yeah. Hello. I'm here to file a claim. Yes. A tornado ripped the roof off my home. We're going to need to see some video evidence. Do you want to look at my home? I didn't do this myself. There was a tornado here. Do you need to see the actual tornado ripping the roof off? Have we gotten that bad with insurance?
I wouldn't put it past them. Hey, you have that video? You want to submit that? I mean, I know when your house sustains damage, because I remember my parents' house sustaining damage in the storm of 07, I think it was. And, you know, they had to come out and take pictures of the awning being ripped off and the water damage and stuff. I guarantee if that video exists, the insurance, could you submit that as well? No, I'm happy for the video. And again, it's a free country. Do what you want. I just think people should know there are better places to be when the tornado comes in. So
I think they know that. We know.
This isn't Kansas.
You don't think people know, like in the basement, the bathtub? It is one of
what
those.
What is that, the bathtub, though?
Because the bathtub is heavy. It doesn't. And if you get picked up, you're in something. I don't know. With pillows, you want to be there. The question is why I've lived in Buffalo my life, and I know more about how to survive during a tornado that we've seen, you know, four of now, because there's three yesterday. There was the one at the fair that, you know, threw the picnic table on the roof. And, like, then there was some in, what, the year 2000, I think?
Okay.
Like, we've had a handful my entire life, you know, all relatively minor, you know, no real major injuries, or even though we've had some property damage. Yet I know more about a tornado and how to act during a tornado than, you know, I do about a lot of routine home maintenance. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense. I do remember in Hornell when I was a young kid, elementary school, we did drills for like a bad windstorm that would rip through this. And now looking back, that seems completely irrelevant. Why did we do that? Like, they made me think that we were going to have
so many things
left, like, and right.
How did I have to watch a YouTube video to make sure I'm remortaring my foundation the right way? Yet if a tornado came, which it's most likely not, I don't even have to think twice. It's like a natural instinct because I've seen it so many times in school. It reminds me of stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, and roll.
I thought I was going to be on fire millions of times.
That's what they make you think. It's like when you catch on fire, and you will.
Yeah.
When you inevitably catch on fire, this happens to everybody three times a year. What you want to do, stop what you're doing. Drop to the floor, roll around to get the flames out. That's stop, drop, and roll. That's what we tell everybody.
Yeah, smoky
and
bear.
You knew that, like the back of your hand. I've never been on fire.
No.
34 years, I've made it. I've never had to use the thing that I learned most in school, which was stop, drop, and roll. Yet then I see the video of the guy jumping through the table on the tailgate at the Bills game, and he is on fire, and he doesn't stop, drop, and roll. I'm like, what? Were you absent those 5 years of school when that's all they taught?
He might have had some other things getting in the way of remembering stop,
fifth
drop,
grade,
and roll.
Fifth grade or fourth grade, it was stop, drop, and roll, the Erie Canal.
That's right, 15 miles.
Gym class, that's it.
Yep.
That's all you did. It's a whole year of school.
All I remember from fourth grade.
And this guy catches on fire, and he doesn't do the one thing.
I tell you, I almost caught on fire yesterday. I put my son's high chair a little too close to the stove, and now he's, you know, at the stage where he's touching everything, and he starts turning the dial. I go, oh, wait, never mind. We got to back up a little bit.
Yeah. Anywhere in the house, but there.
It's not the biggest kitchen, Brian, okay?
Anywhere but there. That's what would be best for you. Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, what else did you learn in school that you just, I mean, you thought you were going to do all the time and it just never came to fruition? Like the tornado, I don't know how that got talked about so many times.
Tornado, stop, drop, and roll is a good one.
Like if you're driving, I was thinking of these people. We heard, you know, so many clips from people who were in Eden. Now, there's not a lot of overpasses there to go under. But if you're driving, you want to pull over. You want to lay flat in a ditch. Or if an overpass, you want to go to the overpass. Go to where the overpass, you know, goes all the way up and meets, and you hide out there during the tornado. And I've seen people do that. You hear the stories down, you know, in the middle of the country or even down south where people have done that, and that's how they survive a tornado going through because they were in this sheltered place. Why do I in Western New York know these things like the back of my hand?
Well, if you were in Eden yesterday, and you'd probably still be looking for the overpass.
We learned more about tornadoes than shoveling snow in grade school, now that I think about it.
Yeah, but we don't need that now because how many people still shovel?
Most people there should be snowblower class.
There should be. Because let me tell you, I am one of the few. I don't need a shovel, but I have a shovel to clear my driveway. If you said, hey, Joe, I'm not home. Can you grab my snowblower? And I'd freeze up.
No, come on.
I'd freeze up.
You would know how to do it.
I probably could figure it out, but I have not touched a snowblower in a decade since I lived with my parents.
You would know how to do it. It's not, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Snowblower maintenance, though, should replace something in high school. I mean, everyone learned in driver ed how to replace a tire.
Yeah.
Still, nobody seems to know how to do it.
No.
But you live in Buffalo. You should know how to fix a snowblower.
You should. You should. I remember early on when my parents first got their snowblower, they did not pick up the dog chain for the dog in the backyard, and that got picked up in the snowblower.
Yeah,
that was a messy situation.
How do you get rid of that? How do you untangle the snowblower? Yeah. That, you know, I got to call my neighbor or call somebody to figure out. But if I'm on fire in a tornado, I know exactly what to do.
I'll tell you this, though. A lot of hardware stores don't want you to learn how to maintenance your snowblower. Because once the snow starts falling, it seems every hardware store you pass, big sign, you know, a snowblower repair, tune-ups, $50.
You think Big Hector is in on the school board of every local...
Skip that one.
they're influencing the everything you learn in school.
Skip that one. Don't even talk about lawnmowers. We're good.
Somebody on the text board, you think the confirmation from the National Weather Service would be enough to prove the damage was sustained during the storm? Yeah, exactly.
But as someone said, as a person who had a total electrical house fire, yes, you need the evidence.
What would the evidence be?
I'm sure the stuff around the house will be enough. But if that video exists, I'm sure the insurance company wants it. I'm not saying it's necessary. I'm just saying they're going to ask for that if it exists.
When it comes to your insurance and how you decide, you know, what you're going to do, do you just immediately go with the cheapest they have? Depending on, you know, what coverage you want, you decide what's important, what you need to have, and then whoever offers the best rate?
That's how I do with my car, yeah.
See, I've always been the opposite. Because if you've ever had to use it and go through, you know, what do you hear from everybody who just only goes with the best rate? It's like, oh, it's a nightmare. You have to do this and that and whatever. And I've always gone with, like, I know I'm paying more than if I were to shop around for the best rate. But anytime I've been in an accident or whatever, you call up who you know, and it's just, it's a worry for, and that is worth more than saving, you know, what would it be? $10 a month over the long term. It pays for itself if something happens and there's not a million questions, there's not whatever, you're just taken care of.
I've been involved in 3 accidents, okay? 2 of them, not my fault. Obviously, that was very easy. The other person's insurance company. One, I totaled my mom's car in Hamilton, Ontario. That's their problem. I've had my car hit, though, 3 times, right? My car hit 3 times. The other time was during the pandemic, someone driving down the street did not see my car. This is back in the Civic. Did not see it parked and slammed right into it. You would have thought that I was going fast when you saw the damage to the car. That was the most difficult because my insurance had to step in while we were waiting for the other person to contact their insurance company. I just wanted to get this thing fixed. The rental car was really the biggest issue I've had in any of my insurance dealings.
Yeah, that's why you get somebody you know. You find somebody who's easy to work with.
You want the car waiting for you?
Yes. And none of that's a problem. Like, that to me has always been worth... it's worth paying a little bit more a month. Now, it's not worth paying double,
right,
or something like that, but it would be worth paying a little bit more a month to know that when a tornado rips the roof off your home, they're not going to be saying, well, you know, if you could really find someone with a video of this happening. No, we can't really help you until you have that.
I'll tell you, I used to be like that with health insurance. I used to get the cheapest, but now, you know, our son and... I don't know if you've noticed, Brian, I have very fair skin. I have to see the dermatologist a lot. It's nice when my dermatologist copay is not $100.
Yeah.
So I do pay a little more for that, or my wife does, so I can see the dermatologist more than once a year.
Why do I know exactly what to do if I'm on fire in a tornado? I mean, what did everybody else learn in school? Jack in North Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Jack, good morning.
Hey, Brian. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How's it going?
Good. When I was a kid, and I'm sure people my age could laugh at this, we were taught how to duck our heads underneath our desk because the Russians were going to send nukes after us. Like, a desk was going to be our...
Well, that, I mean, they were coated in lead paint, Jack, so you might have had a chance.
Hey, yeah. If there was enough of them in the pipes and on the paint, too, yeah.
Well, Jack, so you were supposed to get duck under the desk. What if you weren't in a classroom when the siren went?
Where
were you
supposed to... No, you're done.
Yeah, you're vaporized.
Oh. If you didn't have the desk, Joe, you're...
My bad.
Don't even ask the question.
What are you going to do?
Hey, Jack, thank you. I mean, there you go. It's another good example.
So Amherst High School, you know, was a... has an underground safe spot for what they call it, fallout shelter. For they had one of those. So when we would have a fire drill, you know, the whole school would empty out, and then they would ring the nuke bell to let us know everything's good. You can walk back in. I thought that gave us the fake signal, because what if they ever had to use the bell the other way?
Yeah, that bell turned into an everything fine.
Right.
The wall came down. And they were like, all right, now what are we going to use this bell for? Right. It's the end of the fire drill. All right, we got that going there.
So I feel like in Amherst, we were taught that bell means the all clear. I maybe that wasn't the best idea.
Now that you really rethink it, but...
yeah, I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm just saying for emergency purposes...
Mm-hmm.
We might have wanted to have a little more urgency connected to that bell.
Every school across America was doing that, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. Is that true?
The fallout shelter thing?
Or the duck and cover?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you hear about it so many times.
Yeah. I've seen old videos they would give to schools to show that they would play in the classroom.
But, like, you know, that one schoolhouse in the middle of, the fields in Iowa was doing the duck and cover. Like, you know, come on, Iowa. It's not going to be you.
I think they probably thought, how good's the aim? Maybe it could be us.
Maybe that's, you know, true.
Maybe J.P. Lossman's launching the thing.
It's like a little bit of an ego on some of those places. You know, Butte, Montana school district, right, running the duck and cover drills. Like, you know, come on.
Well, they know how many people have that on their bucket list.
Yeah,
you know,
that's Butte might be a big tourist destination
for
people
target
in the future in 2024.
I got to tell you. Before we get out of here, Brian, I had the closest to a scare of my life that turned out to be nothing yesterday. So my son's walking, right? It's an amazing thing to watch him finally walking from A to B. It's very exciting. You know, he still, as you know, Brian, he still needs his balance, but to see him up and moving around, it's great. So we're playing around before bedtime yesterday, and he, you know, loses his balance right by what's supposed to be his toy rack, but he's just completely thrown everything off of it. He slips, hits his mouth, and blood starts coming out of his mouth, and my wife's not home. So I'm freaking out, like, oh my gosh, you know, blood. I'm the one in charge right now. I go to the bathroom. I completely ruined the bath towel to wipe, and the blood's still there. I go, oh my gosh. It was a very scary situation. It was the first time I've seen my son bleed. It was a very scary situation. Turns out he just cut that little part of his lip, you know, under between the two big teeth. he's fine. But my heart was racing. I'm shaking. I'm like, I got to call my wife and say, yeah, guess what?
No, you don't. You see if she notices when you come home.
Well, after everything was done, I did call her. But, you know, I was like, I'm the first one that he busted his mouth. And I was like, I hope he trips when she's around.
Yeah, come to our house. It's stitches. We got people bleeding all over the place. You got arms coming out of their sockets or whatever the heck that was. Yeah. You know, I mean, we got it all going.
I know you can relate because you've been through it now twice. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I just the first time he his mouth is bleeding and it's on my watch.
We're getting ready. We're going camping over the next few days. And I got the Jiffy Pop.
Nice.
You have to.
Yeah.
And yesterday.
Easy to burn, though.
Well, so, you know, I got a bunch of them.
Okay.
Got a whole bunch of them. But we put them in the bag. And then I see my wife, you know, put a couple in the bag and then give a couple to myself. Like, hey, can you put these away? And I go, well, we bring them in the bag. She's like, oh, we don't need five of them. And am I in the wrong? I said, no. Yes, you do. Because the first one of them won't work. The first one you'll burn and no one will want to eat. Out of the five, we're going to get one edible Jiffy Pop.
I like that way of thinking.
Are those like generally the odds that I should be expecting?
Yeah, and you want to have the backups because you don't want it to be a high-pressure situation.
But like they're for fun. A couple of them are going to pop.
Yeah.
They're all going to burn. We're not doing it over the stovetop or anything. Like, it's not on the fire. One will end up in the fire.
Yeah.
From one of the kids dropping it.
I think that's a very fair assessment. Yeah, they should all be on.
One out of five makes it into your stomach.
Yes. Yes. Again, you don't want it to be a high-pressure situation. I always like knowing there's backup.
We got a backup Jiffy Pop. I'm actually expecting to eat no popcorn this weekend. That's my confidence.
You think 0 for 5?
I don't. I mean, the one that makes it.
Won't make it to you.
Yeah, won't make it to me.
I get that. That's fair.
No popcorn for me.
Any s'mores?
Okay. Yeah, we'll have s'mores. I got the circus peanuts.
Of course you do.
a nice roasted circus peanut over the... That's what Bing Crosby was singing about.
Never had it.
Circus peanuts roasting on an open fire. You know the song. You're Mr. Christmas.
Yes.
I know that with a little chocolate and graham cracker. There's nothing like it.
I noticed the s'more end cap at Aldi yesterday when I was walking around.
Oh, do they ever try and get you with the s'mores? Summer turns around, and it's all this. It's no longer, you know, the graham crackers over there where they always have been, and it's $1.99 a box, and here's the marshmallow. It's, you know, $1.99 for a bag of 500 marshmallows as big as your face. And, you know, the chocolate's always been expensive, but you know where to buy it. No. Now it's the kit. Or, these are special s'mores graham crackers. You don't have to go and break it in half.
Oh, that's worth $5.
Yeah, exactly. S'mores, there's special campfire marshmallows. The Hershey's, they're perfectly in the little thing for you. $85 for the set, it can be yours. Here's a wooden stick.
I was going to say, it comes with sticks, I know that.
That's $5. Don't find it on the ground anymore. Oh, that's dirty. Can't find a stick on the ground. No, you got to get the special one from the store.
And next to that,
what a racket.
Next to that, they're trying to sell you on the Reese's s'more.
Oh, that's good. You ever have one?
I've never had a Reese's.
Made a s'more with a Reese's?
And I love Reese's.
Oh, just any candy that has chocolate in it, try and shove it onto a graham cracker under a roasted marshmallow.
All right, that's
it's good. There's your goal for the summer.
That's my goal for the summer. But I saw that while I was walking around Aldi looking like Joe Biden because I couldn't find the flavor that you said they had.
Easy now. We'll hear that live.
Big boy press conference.
Later this evening on WBEN. I'm sure you'll hear more about it throughout the morning, too. David's coming up next. He's ready to go.
Enjoy your weekend.
I will. And Joe, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you in a week. In 2 days.
And you got the news with Lucas coming up. Beamaz and Beamer, thanks for listening on WBEN.